Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, we've been telling you about a new WBUR political poll that's out today, and we want to spend some time now looking at some of the results in the U.S. Senate race. According to the poll, incumbent Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren is way ahead of her Republican challenger Jeff Deal and independent candidate Shiva Iyaduri. Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, did the poll for WBUR, and he's with us in the studio. Hi there, Steve.
Glad to be here.
So let's start with 56% of respondents saying that if the election were held today, they would vote for Elizabeth Warren. 30% would support Jeff Deal. 5% would support Shiva Iyaduri. So for Deal, that's a bump. How significant is that?
Yeah, so it is a bit of a bump since the polls that we did back in March and May of this year. I think the big takeaway, though, is that Elizabeth Warren still has a very significant lead in this race. I mean, she's still up 27 points even after the bump for Deal. And I think it was reasonable to expect that he would do a bit better, you know, now that he is the nominee, now that the whole primary season has sort of gone by. You know, there's been a lot of campaigning since the last poll we did, which was all the way back in May.
Now, if you look at initial preference of folks and you look at Elizabeth Warren compared with November of 2017 to September of 2018, there was a slight dip for her. Is that significant?
I think it's all in about the same range. I mean, she was at 58%. Now she's at 55%. But I think that really when you're talking about a sample of 500 people statewide, you know, it's sort of normal statistical variation. I think the overall structure of the race, you know, she's leading with independents. She's doing very well with Democrats, trailing among Republicans, and has a big lead overall. That's sort of been the same since then.
This poll would suggest that Jeff Deal has a little problem with being known to voters. What do the numbers say about that? And is that, you know, concerning?
Yeah, I think for him it has to be at this point. I mean, we found in this poll 54% of likely voters say they've never heard of Jeff Deal when we just asked about him by name. You know, it didn't identify who he was. This is not an early poll anymore. This is not, you know, January and February and so forth. This is, you know, less than 2 months left to go until Election Day. So at this point, when we looked back at sort of past elections, all of the sort of major party nominees for statewide office at this point were much better known than what we're seeing in this year's elections.
And what about Governor Baker's endorsement of Deal? What do we think? Is that going to increase his name recognition among voters?
Well, it certainly can't hurt Deal. I mean, one of Deal's big challenges is his sort of close ties to Donald Trump. So Donald Trump, we've found over and over again, has been extremely unpopular in Massachusetts, and this poll is no different. So just to remind people, you know, Deal was Donald Trump's campaign co-chair here in Massachusetts. Right. And with Trump holding a 29% favorable rating, that's not necessarily a good thing for Deal. So it would be nice if he could draft a bit in terms of sort of the momentum that Charlie Baker has in the center of the electorate. But in this poll, we're not seeing that happening.
Does the poll tell us about what Trump supporters might do this time around? I mean, would they automatically go for Deal?
Well, I think if they're aware of the association, it's pretty clear that they would. I mean, he is very much in that vein of the party and makes no bones about that fact. So I think to the extent that voters are aware of that, they certainly would. But even among Republicans, you know, there's a swath there who aren't aware of who Jeff Deal is. So there's a lot of work that Deal has, even with his own partisans, which would be the first part of closing the gap.
And then you have Senator Warren, who's been an outspoken critic of President Trump. How do you think that might affect things in this race?
Yeah, I mean, for her, it sort of leaves her about where she has been. Even before Donald Trump came onto the picture, she had a lot of support among Democrats and very, very little among Republicans. She's been a polarizing figure pretty much since she was elected first in 2012. You know, done very well with Democrats, had very strong support. A lot of people who said we view her very favorably. And then, you know, you look on the other side and very few Republicans. You know, it's kind of the opposite of what we see with Charlie Baker, who has this sort of broad bipartisan coalition. Elizabeth Warren has never done well among Republicans, and that's not changing right now.
What stood out to you when you looked at these results in the Senate race?
The most interesting thing to me that sort of getting below the top line is the gender gap. So we see Elizabeth Warren has a 43-point lead among women likely voters. So a very, very large lead. it's typical that women would show more of a preference for the Democrat than male voters would. But to see this size of a lead was quite surprising. You know, you look back even a few years and to the Scott Brown and Martha Coakley race. And in that race, women were about tied, you know, between Martha Coakley and Scott Brown. So it's not automatic given sort of, you know, the gender of the candidate. But when you look at this particular contest, it's a very, very large lead for Elizabeth Warren.
All right. Steve Cazella, president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted this new WBUR poll. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.